Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 29th day of Shvat Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Dalet. Hoimois Shel Betzalim, the mothers of onions, which means these are onions which they leave in the ground for seeding. Chayovos BaPeah, they are chayved in taking Peah for them. Since the onions themselves, when you would not leave it in the ground, they'd be fit to eat, and they are for keeping, they're not perishable. So therefore, the amois, even though you've left them longer, they don't go out of the category. They don't leave the category being onions to be potter from peah. They are chayv in peah, says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Poter, he says no. He says that these onions left in the ground are potter from peah. Why? Because later on, when he eventually pulls them out of the ground to get the seeds, or to get them for seeding, they're not fit for human consumption. Melbenos habetzolim sheben hayorok. Beds of onions, little beds of onions, that are scattered throughout garden of various vegetables. Rabbi Yossi Omer peah mikol achad v'achad. He says you have to leave a peah from each bed of onions, because the vegetables are considered like another zera as far as the onions are concerned, because one doesn't normally sow them between vegetables, and therefore the vegetables are considered as an interruption between the beds of onions, and each bed of onion has to be treated separately as a separate field. B'chachamim emrim, no, me'echad alakol. They say one can give peah from one malbein, from one of those beds of onions, for all the other beds of onions in the garden. Because the Chachamim are of the opinion that the vegetables do not constitute a hafsek. They do not interrupt the onions to break them up and make them be considered as separate fields. Some say that the reason of the Chachamim is that since the betzolim, since the onions are kept for a long time and not perishable, and the onion and the vegetables are perishable, therefore the vegetables are nullified. They become secondary to the onions and are considered just like air, and do not mafsik. They do not break up the beds of onions to be considered separate fields. Mishnah Hay. Ha'achin shecholkum, brothers that divided a field that they received as Yerusha from their father. Nosnin shtepes, each one gives their own peah, because the Torah says pa'asotcha, you give the peah of your field, singular. If each one owns their field now separately because they've divided it, then they have to give separately peah. Chozov v'nishtatva, if the brothers rejoin together under a partnership, then nosnin peah achas, then they have to give only one peah for the entire field. Like the din of shutvim, like the din of partners. Indeed, the pasuk says, "Uvakutzrachem es kitzaratzchem." When you plural harvest the field, it implying that shutvim, that partners, are chayiv in peah. Shnayim shalokhu es ilon. If two people bought in partnership a tree, which is chayiv in peah, nosin peyachas, they only give one peah. As we just said, partners only have to give one peah. Lokach zet svoino v'zet dramai. If one took the north of the tree, one bought the south of the tree, then Zenos and Pelatzma, over Zenos and Pelatzma, each one gives their own payah from their side of the tree that they've bought. Even though it's one tree, nevertheless, each one gives a separate payah from his fruits, because since each one bought independently of each other, they don't have the din of shutvin, they're not considered partners, where you would only set one's payah. Rather, each one separates their own payah from the side of the tree that they've bought. Person who didn't sell any land, but he only sold the trees growing in a certain property, and their deal is that the buyer has to uproot those trees and plant them in his own property, and the trees are now full of fruit. The question is, who gives payah? Who has to set their own payah? Says the Mishnah, Tanakhama says, Noisein payah mikol echad v'echad. The buyer who buys those trees has to give a payah from each tree separately. Because since the land is not his, the trees do not join together to be considered as one field and give one payah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, when is this the case? When do we say that the buyer has to give a payah for the tree's fruits? Bisman Shaloshir Balasoda. That's if the owner of the field did not leave any trees for himself. He sold every single fruit tree or every single tree in the field. Avalim Hashir Balasoda. But if the owner of the field left any trees at all for himself, then he has to give a payah for all the trees, even for the trees he's already sold. Now, Rabbi Huda is not arguing the Tanakhama, he's really explaining his words. He's qualifying words of Tanakhama. It's a Bamedavarimorim. When do we say this? It's Emosai. When do we say that the owner has to give payah, that the buyer has to give payah each one? That's if the owner didn't leave any for himself. There's a machlokas how to learn their Mishnah, however, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and as follows. This, what the Mishnah said, made a qualification, that Rabbi Huda made a qualification, that if the Balasada left trees for himself, he gives a pay for the lot. The Talmud Bavli learns, this is only if the Balasada started already to harvest his own trees. Since he started to collect his own fruits before he sold the trees, therefore he had a chiyuv when it was still in the of payah, when it was still growing, the trees are here. So now he must give payah from this tree that he left for all the other trees as well. But if he hadn't even started to harvest, even though the Balasada might have left trees for himself, then it's the buyer has to give a pay from the trees that he bought. That's our Bavli answer. The Shalmi, however, it holds that even if the owner of the field, of the trees in the field, has not yet started to harvest, nevertheless, the owner of the field must give a payah for each of them. Why? Because it's like he's selling him. It's like he's selling him the trees, apart from the chayva, apart from what the obligation that he himself has to do it. It's almost he's makabel upon himself, even without saying it. He's makabel. He takes upon himself to give the payah for the trees. That's how the Yerushalmi learns pshat.